Kauai and Hawaii Island have seen double-digit decreases in condo sales for the past month. And on Hawaii Island, that's a reversal of the previous month's trend when prices soared. Meanwhile, condo sales on Oahu are setting records. What's going on? Is this market as volatile as it seems? Real estate analyst Ricky Cassidy is on hand to help us sort it all out. Hi, Ricky. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks very much.
There's for somebody like me who's completely baffled by this whole subject, I find the latest news especially baffling because it seems to be a very up-and-down market. Is this to be expected?
Well, it's up and down in the 12 months of the year. There's a seasonality to everything. And then if you just go year to year, there's probably an eight-year kind of long-term trend that constitutes a cycle. What happened on Kauai for this month is somewhat understandable because that's a market that is an offshore market. Maui is an offshore market. For instance, 60% of the condos on Maui are not owner-occupied. They're owned by somebody either off-island or just an investor. So on the neighbor islands, you see their big sales period is after Christmas. So a bunch of people escape the snow, come down here, buy a home. Takes about 3 months to show up. So June, July, and then you hit July, it starts slowing down. On Oahu, on the other hand, the big sales month, since we're less of an offshore market, we're a local market, we live here, the big season is the summer season where moms have told dad that they have to move for any reason. Often it's a school district, so they make their plans and they close at least in October, so in August, so they're ready for school in September. They're in the right school district. So that's the cyclicality. Mm-hmm. The volatility, usually there is a long-term volatility in real estate prices in Hawaii. You have this kind of image of steps going up over eight-year periods. You know, all of a sudden it jacks up in 2 or 3 years, and then it slows down and then catches up, and then the foreign economy affects the local economy like we're having now with huge tourism numbers, and then boom, things go off again. This cycle has been a little bit different. The Lehman Brothers crash really affected things in my what my statistics are saying. And so I have yet to see, except for finally the last quarter, that in the what I call the resort market, the offshore market, who's people buying on resorts or on land across the state, I was kind of surprised that there wasn't a lot of activity over the last 3-4 years. There's a bounce back from the bottom after Lehman that came about 2012, but 13, 14, 15 kind of just wandered a little bit. And I was waiting for, again, a volatile market for real estate prices to jump up, mainland buyers to come in and take inventory away. And they kind of did a little bit, but you didn't see price rises and you didn't see big sales jumps. Part of that problem was that the Lehman crisis wiped out a bunch of developers. And so at the end of that period, you had some units sitting on the shelf, condo units sitting off the shelf, that slowly have been whittled away by sales as demand is filled back in from, say, North America, principally California. And that's usually driven by stock market, financials. Mm-hmm. Or there's an aging thing. When you retire, now you got a bunch of money and you want to be a grandparent, you buy something in Hawaii so your kids can bring your grandchildren in and do like that. But that's I'm sorry, I've talked a bit too long.
Oh, no. On the contrary, Ricky, what I'm getting is a picture of all these different trends that you have to keep track of in your business. And also, as a close observer of this market, you can get a sense of which trends are disturbing and which are not.
Ah,
right?
Interesting, yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Because, an expert will say, okay, yeah, I know it went up double digits, but there's nothing to worry about because it's really about looking at what happens annually. That's kind of what you were saying.
Yes, that is what I was saying. And indeed, you know, if like a cook with ingredients, the cake doesn't work out, you take it personally. I look at the data and I start talking to myself. I go, well, what's the story here? And sometimes it's obvious and sometimes you have to hang out with little uncertainty and talk to people and why'd you do this? Or
because you could still be surprised by things that happen.
Oh, gosh. One of the big surprises, I think, that took a while to happen is the vacation rental, the homestay market. And it's affected different areas. We all know about the North Shore and Kailua on this island, but then there's islands, there's rural districts, say Pa'o on the Big Island. You wouldn't think that that would have an impact, but in fact, that's on the road to where the lava falls into the road. And guys in the middle of nowhere have set up little tents and tree houses and gone online, and they are killing it such that some of the retail operations have noticed it and moved into the area, more gas, more groceries, that sort of food land's gone in.
Going online, killing it how?
Oh, killing, just saying, hey, come stay at my tree house for $200 a night. I can accommodate four people, and, you know, it's a beautiful thing. And of course, the local people are going, well, Poa's a little flat, and it's got a little rocks there. But if you fly into Hilo and you just get your car and you go down the road, it's beautiful, and you're happy. And that's an area that, unlike what census is saying, is booming.
Now, how would people know that that was going to be a good idea?
How did they know? Every great invention, you know, you stub your toe on it, I hope.
Yeah.
But the internet helped to popularize, you know, to make hotels down to people's houses. And, you know, especially in Hawaii where you have good people and nice people, they've all turned into Lyle and Gracie Guslander and are very happy doing it.
You really have to understand kind of the psychology of people, aside from the, you know, economic trends and all these other things, but as you were talking about people taking care of their children, things like that, you sort of have to understand social trends as well as economic trends, don't you?
It's a human market. It is the most, well, it's the biggest investment. All the realtors say that, but if you really think about it, man needs shelter, and indeed our community has been under-sheltered for a very long time, and this is probably the big political problem going forward for our kids, and we hear it every time.
Ricky, I hope we'll get to keep in touch with you about this because it's an area that's mysterious to most, and I appreciate you coming in. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Ricky Cassidy is an independent researcher who analyzes real estate market trends, produces project, feasibility, and long-range planning studies for developers, landowners, investors, and public housing agencies in Hawaii and in Asia.